CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 6th of August, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Tonight at 8, events on Ofcom consultation. YOTA summer camp in Hungary. RSGB coding resources and activities. A reminder that the second of the RSGB's special Tonight at 8 events on the Ofcom consultation will take place on Monday the 7th of August. Tomorrow. This time the focus will be on foundation and intermediate topics including call sign and exam changes, as well as the consultation clauses that might lead to new opportunities for outreach activities for everyone. The consultation also affects anyone who isn't currently licensed but is thinking about taking their exams in the next couple of years. After a short introduction, a panel of RSGB experts will answer your questions on this important Ofcom consultation. For this event, you can submit a question in advance by 6 p.m. today, Sunday the 6th of August. Send a brief question with your name and call sign to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk. You can also ask a question on the night via the live chat. This is an important event. Do join it live on Monday via the RSGB YouTube channel. To find out more about the consultation and this event, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/licensereview. You can watch a recording of the first Tonight event on the Ofcom consultation via the RSGB's YouTube channel. The 2023 Youngsters on the Air YOTA summer camp in Hungary began this weekend and lasts for a week. The four young people representing the RSGB are Alexander DeRose 2E0FMZ, who is the team leader, Henry James Robinson M7HJR, Hannah Lee M7YYQ, and Jake Saul M7JNS. Each day, they will be sharing news of the activities they enjoy and the amateur radio skills they learn. Take a look at their updates over the coming week on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/YOTA-Hungary and read their fuller report in the October issue of Radcom. As part of the RSGB's commitment to encourage youngsters into amateur radio and to support lifelong learning, the Society is providing resources and creating coding activities for people to get involved in throughout the month of September 2023. From the BBC Microbit to Node Red and GNU Radio, there are some great activities you could try yourself with your club or arrange at a local school or community group. If you're an experienced coder, the Society would like you to support this initiative by passing on your enthusiasm to a local school or STEM club with the help of the suggested activities. If you are new to coding and have no idea what Python is or a Raspberry Pi, then the activities will set you on the path of discovery. Find out more on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/coding. If you would like to get involved, contact ESRG member John Hislop, G7OHO, via Golf 7 Oscar Hotel Oscar at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has responded to an Ofcom consultation on licensing enhanced long-range navigation, or ELORAN, systems. This would use a new network of 400 kilowatt EIRP transmissions at around 90 to 110 kHz to provide an alternative to GPS for position, navigation and timing, or PNT, Papa November Tango. The response, which can be found on the RCV Spectrum Forum web pages, focuses on the high levels of out-of-band emissions that would affect the weak signal 136 kHz amateur allocation, as well as transparency on transmitter licensing. The consultation response can be viewed by visiting thersgb.org/go/Sierra Foxtrot Papers. The ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in the United States, has filed comments against a proposal that would introduce high-power digital communications to the shortwave spectrum that, in many instances, is immediately adjacent to amateur HF bands. You can read the full story, which is titled ARR Files Comments Against Seriously Flawed HF Rules Petition via alpharomeoromeolima.org/news. And now, details of rallies and events. Part 1 of the British Amateur Television Club's Convention for Amateur TV 2023 is taking place today at Midland Air Museum, Coventry. And King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club's 33rd Great Eastern Radio Rally is taking place today. Cockenzie and Port Seton Amateur Radio Club's 28th Annual Mini Rally Night will take place on Friday the 11th of August. It will be held in the Community Centre at Main Hall, Port Seton, from 6 until 9pm. Tables will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. The entrance fee is £2 for everyone. Disabled access and food will be available. For more information, email bravooscarbravo.golfmike4uniformyankeezulu@talktalk.net. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest will be held on Sunday the 13th of August from 9am till 4pm. The venue will be Cobham Sports and Social Club, Round Merley, near Wimborne, Dorset, postcode Bravo Hotel 21, 3 Delta Alpha. Admission is £5 and this includes parking. Talking will be on 145.550 MHz. On-site catering, bar facilities and an RSGB bookstore will be available. At the landowner's request, no dogs, except guide dogs, are allowed on-site. Indoor and field pitches are available and car boot traders are welcome from 7am. For more information, email tango bravo alpha kilo echo romeo at tiscali.co.uk, or visit foxtrot romeo alpha romeo sierra.co.uk, or phone 07743 475 018. Now the special event news. Delta Romeo 45 Hotel Alpha Alpha November is the special call sign for DARC's Obertsband Hahn to celebrate its 45th anniversary. The station will be active until the 30th of September. All QSLs will be confirmed automatically by the Bureau and direct cars via DL7ET. Special call sign Lima X-Ray 90 Romeo Tango Lima is in use to celebrate the 90th anniversary of Radio Luxembourg's first long-wave broadcast. It will be used by various LX operators until the end of the year. Listen for the call sign on the HF bands on SSB, CW, digital modes and via satellite. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the DARC Bureau. The logs will be uploaded to Club Log, Logbook of the World and EQSL on a regular basis. For more information, see QRZ.com. 9 Alpha 66 Alpha Alpha is a special call sign that Tom 9A2AA will be using throughout 2023 to mark his 66th year in amateur radio. QSL via Tom's home call. 9 Mike 8 Sierra Oscar Tango Alpha and 9 Mike 8 Bravo, Oscar, Tango, Alpha are the special call signs that 998HAZ and others will be using during 2023 whilst operating from various mountains and beaches in Sarawak, East Malaysia. QSL for both call signs via 9M8HAZ direct, Logbook of the World and Club Log. Now the DX News. Anton RG0C will be active as Romeo Golf Zero Charlie portable from the Shantar Islands AS044 and surrounding area until the 10th of August. He will operate low power CW on 20 metres QSL via his home call. Mech SP7VC and Cassia SQ70YL will be active as Tango Foxtrot / Sierra Papa 7 Victor Charlie from Iceland until the 17th of August. Look for activity on the 20, 6, 4 and 2 meter bands. France DJ0TP will be active as Tango Kilo / Delta Juliet 0 Tango Papa from the main island of Corsica, EU014, until the 3rd of September. QSL via DJ0TP's home call and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. The UK 6-meter group summer marathon ends its 3-month run today. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Also today, the 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC using all modes on 70 SEMS band, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator. UK and Crown dependency stations send the first 2 letters of their postcode. On Tuesday the 8th of August, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange excluding report serial number and locator. This is followed by the 432 megs UK activity contest, which runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange excluding report serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 9th of August, the 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 9th of August, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 10th of August, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. This is a late edition. The Worked All Europe DX CW contest begins at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 12th of August and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 13th of August. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where consists are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4VAO on Thursday the 3rd of August 2023. The sun continued to be very active over the last week with a large number of sunspots, numerous C and M class flares and a coronal mass ejection or two. A coronal mass ejection is predicted to hit the Earth this weekend, which could see the KP index rise, but it's not expected to be too expensive. Active region 3380 expanded in both size and magnetic complexity, firing off numerous solar flares. Luckily, it's now rotating out of view, so it's no longer a threat. The solar flux index remained above 170 all week, with a sunspot number of 135 on Thursday. Don't forget that this doesn't mean that there were 135 sunspots, as each group counts 10 towards the total. 3 sunspots in 3 groups equals 30 plus 3, 33. Geomagnetic conditions were mixed, with one period giving a KP index of 4 and many when it was over 3. The main DX being chased this week wasn't actually too far away. The 1 Alpha Zero Charlie station at the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, which confusingly is actually in Rome, gave amateurs plenty of opportunity to add to their band slot totals. The station was raising money for humanitarian charitable projects and was easy to work from the UK. Next week, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Centre thinks the solar flare index will remain in the 165 to 170 region. The KP index shouldn't rise above 3, although this rather depends on whether we have any coronal mass ejections. There are also signs that we are starting to leave the summer HF doldrums. MUS over 3,000 km path have occasionally gone over 28 MHz at times, but we're still a long way from autumn HF conditions, despite the weather. Another VHF and up propagation news. The unsettled weather is here for a little longer, but there may be an end in sight as we move through the second half of next week. To begin, there will be areas of low pressure in control, bringing rain or showers and more rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Midweek, the high edges in from the west and remains close to the southeast in the next weekend, so the lows and weather fronts will probably return to the western areas by the end of the week. Nonetheless, this should also be a period of tropo for many areas, even if only temporarily for western areas. Meteor scatter could be good, with a steady advance towards the peak of the Perseids on the 12th and 13th of August. It might even be warm enough to stand outside in the southeast and listen to the pings while watching the evening sky for meteor trails. Aurora can't be discounted either, should the KP index show higher values than, say, 5, and there have been a number of auroral contacts reported by Nordic stations over the last week. In August, there's still some sporadic heat to be had, as luckily the jet stream pattern is still quite busy, giving ample triggers for sporadic heat due to the turbulence they create. As often mentioned, a good time to check if you're a busy person is around tea time or late afternoon. Moon declination goes positive on Saturday, so moon visibility windows will lengthen throughout the week. We are past perigee, so path losses are rising again. 144 megs, sky noise is low, but rising, reaching moderate levels next weekend. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. And the online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30pm every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the southwest. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Clubs having a net on 70.475 megs from 7:30pm. On Wednesday, there will be a Zoom meeting. Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com is the contact. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30pm. On Wednesday, there will be club nets on 28.360 megs at 8pm and on 70.425 megs at 9pm. Contact is keith.mike0tangomikeoscar@btinternet.com. Or you could look at www.bravovictoralpharomeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club net from 7pm. Wednesday sees another club night from 7pm. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Also on Thursdays, there are nets on 70.4 megs from 7pm. And on 145.375 megs from 8pm. Contact is sue@foxtrotromeoalpharomeosierra.co.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 megs from 8pm. The net moves to 145.475 megs on Wednesdays from 8pm. The 10-metre net on 28.405 megs is held on Thursdays from 8pm. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. Contact is Matt 20FNT 0730-554-9614. On Wednesday, Taunton and District Amateur Radio Club will be having a net on 145.4 megs from 7.30pm. The club's CW WhatsApp group also meets on Wednesday at either 6.45pm or 8pm. Contact is treasurer.tango-delta-alpha-romeo-charlie-lima-uniform-bravo@gmail.com. And finally, on Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be meeting to discuss test equipment with Derek M0WOB. Contact is via secretary@yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. Now for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 18th of August at Hirwine YMC Hall, CF44-9RB, from 6pm. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info@aberdareradio.club. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7.30pm on Tuesday. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbrannau District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode NP446JZ. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411-595-103 or visit mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets Rubino Recreation Club, Slonidale, Cardiff, postcode CF146EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. Contact is our Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7pm. During the meeting, Mike GW8EMR will be giving a talk on amateur TV. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society is now moved to Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox Lot 41, 7 Sierra Yankee. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot.co.uk or by calling John GW4BUZ on 01443 432 542. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8pm at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Gleedlands Stadio, Bank Street, postcode November Papa 197, Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, contact the club secretary via email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GBTORS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Gold 4 Tango, Romeo November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GBTORS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Gold 4 Tango, Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.